It's been more than a year since Jennifer DiColo, Carol's oldest son, was set to graduate from high school, and she says he had a promising future.
Joey was 17 years old. He was 2 months shy of his 18th birthday. Absolutely brilliant. He had qualified for the nuclear program in the Navy. We had wonderful conversations about his future, about him getting a storage unit to put his stuff in while he was in basic training. His death was ruled as a suicide. However, I 100% know that it was not.
What happened to Joey remains a mystery to his mother. On the night of his death, the family heard a loud noise. They thought maybe a tree had fallen in the neighborhood. The next morning, Jennifer was sitting on her deck, enjoying the first warm day of spring, as her kids left for school and their dad left for work.
And then I got a text message from my other son saying that Joey wasn't on the bus. My first thought was Joey overslept.
So she headed up to the third floor to wake him.
Took me a while to get into his room. He was blocking the door. It's not something I can unsee now, but I saw the gun on the floor, and my first thought was, why does Joey have a toy gun in his room? My brain didn't put the pieces together at all.
She wasn't aware Joey owned a gun or had ever used a firearm, and she wonders if the shooting was an accident. Whatever happened, O'Carroll could no longer sleep peacefully in her own house. She ended up camping in the backyard.
You know, being in the woods or being at the beach, being anywhere outside, it's just soothing.
She thought about how she might honor Joey and give meaning to his death, and she resolved to create a campground where other grieving parents could come. She put out a call for camping gear through Facebook and Nextdoor. Days later, donations started coming in, filling her front porch where we sat talking.
As you can see, it just keeps showing up, and we've got a whole pile of stuff all the way around the side and a very full shed.
As if on cue, a UPS truck pulled up with five more packages.
Thank you.
Yep, I got two more for you.
Okie dokie.
She's gotten tents and yurts, coolers, lanterns, a grill, air mattresses, and a fire pit.
And this is two camping chairs. And a camping couch.
And she found just the place for all these gifts, a 14-acre site in southern Albemarle County.
When you turn the corner onto the road, there's a tiny, tiny cemetery, maybe 15 graves, very old. And I got out of the car and stood at it. And the center largest grave, the first name on it is Joseph. And that told me that was the right piece.
A troop of Girl Scouts has offered to plant a garden there. A massage therapist and a grief counselor volunteered their services, and an artist said she would offer workshops. O'Carroll plans to host her first group of about 30 people in August.
I'm not a grief guru. I don't have all of the answers. So many people think I have a solution, and I don't. Other than I know we need each other, and I know we need outdoors. Peace in our hearts and peace in our minds.
You can learn more about the Peace Tree Camp Project on Facebook. In Albemarle County, I'm Sandy Hausman.